Good morning. Let me get fixed. It feels odd standing up here. I haven't preached in a pretty good while. I always enjoy preaching, but I'm sad too, though, that Brother Clint will be leaving, and I consider him my friend. And you may or may not know this, but Clint and I have done a lot of walking together, and I've enjoyed all those times with Clint. But we are praying for you, Clint, and your family, and we thank God for you. I'm preaching a message that God's put on my heart some time ago, and I hope you'll listen to it carefully. It's out of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and I'll be reading verses 31 through 39. And what we'll be thinking about is that there is no separation from God's love. So I hope you'll take note of that and listen very carefully. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. And this is what God's word says. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us, whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake, we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to bring your holy word. I pray you'll reveal to all of our hearts the truths therein. In Jesus' name, amen. Between verses 31 and 35, or I'm sorry, yeah, 35, there are at least five, seven instances where God is asking us questions. And I want you to understand, when God asks a question, he knows the answer. And he wants you to know the answer. In verses 31, we discover one of the, and I'm going to discuss five divine virtues, virtuous deeds that God has done. Number one, God is for us. I'm glad to know that God is for us. And number two, in verses 32, Christ died for us. You know, it's amazing to me that the Son of God, God's Son, God, the wonderful God that we have, that he would come down, become human, and go through all the trials and troubles, never committing one sin, yet taking on all sin at the cross when he died, and he overcame all that sin by giving his life. And then 3 days later, he arose from the grave victoriously, defeating even death itself. God is for us, and Christ died for us. And I want you to really take note of that. Christ gave his life to give us eternal life. In 3 and out of verses 33, we discover that God has justified us. He's made us in a right standing with himself. And we discover that in verses 33. I'll read it again. Who dares accuse us, whom God has chosen for his own? And the scriptures point out, no one. Matter of fact, that phrase, no one, is used twice. There's another question here. Who then will condemn us? No one. You see, God has made a right standing for us to be with him. I'm glad to know that. We find in verses 34 that Christ intercedes for us. Do you understand? Intercedes means that he prays for us. Jesus Christ lifts up your name, every name of every person in here, of every person in the world. He intercedes for us. I like to know that. I like knowing that. And he is so marvelous in doing that. And then in verses 35 through 39, I've already read, but I want you to listen again. In verses 35, it says, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? There are some that think that there are some things that can separate us from Christ, from his love for us. But I want to assure you that there is nothing that can separate us. He even gives a long list of things that people think of, such as trouble. Have you gone through troubles? I'm sure you have. Calamity, persecution, hunger, being destitute, are in danger, threatened with death. My dear friends, Christ loves us. He loves us so much, He gave His own life. And He willingly did this in order to give us eternal life. Now, those are just five divine virtues. Those are things that God wanted to do for us. He knew it needed to be done for us. And I'm glad. But there are four glorious truths that we can draw from all of these scriptures. Number one, we are free from judgment. Because of Jesus, we don't have to stand at the judgment bar that people will be at, those of whom have rejected Christ and have never asked Jesus to save them. We're free from that judgment. We're free because, again, Jesus. Jesus loves us that much. I'm so glad to know that. Number two, we are free also from defeat. We will never be defeated by Satan and all his host. There is nothing that can overwhelm us. Nothing and no one can separate us from the Lord. Three, we are free from discouragement. I am almost certain that almost everybody here, I believe everybody here, has been discouraged at a time or two in their life. But it says we are actually free from discouragement. Why? Again, because of Jesus and what Jesus has done already for us and who Jesus is and what He's doing even now and what He will do in the future. Jesus has freed us from discouragement. And fourthly, we are free from fear. Some of you may know some people, there may be some here, who are scared of what lies ahead of them, who have fear beyond death. I want to give you some hope this morning. The Word of God says we can be free from fear of ever being separated from God, of ever free from the fear of going to hell, free from all of that, and free to know that the Lord is taking care of us. Now, here's the question. It's already been asked in the scriptures. If God is for us, who can be against us? Number one, there is no condemnation against God's people, against those that are born again and because of Jesus Christ. There is no condemnation. There is no obligation. There is no obligation to perform or do things so that we can go to heaven. There's nothing that we can do except turn to Jesus. Jesus has made the way possible. It is Jesus that we need, not our deeds, not what we can think up, not what we think we can do. If we have anything to do, it's what the Lord places on our heart, but it's not that we can do something to save ourselves. We can't do anything to save ourselves except turn to Jesus. There is no frustration. And again, I'm certain you've been frustrated at times. But there's no frustration for God's people. Meaning that we don't have to worry. We don't have to try to figure it all out. Have you ever tried to figure it all out? I've never been able to figure it all out. But I do know that God has. God has it all figured out. God loves us and cares for us and has done what it's almost unthinkable. But God came down and did what he did. In the flesh, Jesus Christ is God the Son. He came down. I'm glad to know this. There's no frustration for me because Jesus has made a way possible for me. And finally, there is no separation. Again, that scripture in verse 35 says, can anything separate us from Christ's love? And the answer is absolutely no. There is nothing that can separate us from Christ's love. And I'm going to just read these scriptures one last time for you to listen to. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Listen to the list. Neither death, nor life. You know, life can be pretty hard at times. Life can't separate you. Neither angels, neither demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. And even it says, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, in all creation, it says nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm glad again to read those scriptures to remind myself, remind you that nothing and no one can separate us from Christ's love. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this holy word. I thank you for your love, your care. I thank you for your immeasurable words of truth and for the promises they hold, the truths that they hold. Help us, Lord, to realize because of you, Lord Jesus, nothing can separate us from you. And we pray all this In Jesus' holy and loving name. Amen. If there are any decisions that have been made today, anyone here who is maybe for the first time said, Jesus, save me. Come into my heart. I want you to come forward. If there are any other decisions, maybe to recommit to the Lord, to serve Him, to do whatever He wants you to do, I want to encourage you to also come forward. I'll be here in the front, and I encourage you, come on, as we stand and as the pianist plays, as we stand.